dead center of our work week here on After Hours. We call this show the Hump Show, and that means you get to ask Amy anything. So you could do that by sending your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can also post them on our Facebook page. We've got a spot pinned to the top of our Facebook page, and you'll be able to find it super easy. Just look for the bright orange box. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And we're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. We're asking you to describe the four major pro sports commissioners in North America in a word or two. And certainly Adam Silver is getting high praise from inside the NBA community and outside from fans. And now we've got the return to play plan, which affects 22 teams that will make their way to Orlando. Had a chance to catch up with longtime Mavericks radio voice Chuck Cooperstein, and I asked him about the return to play plan. Chuck, what do you think of the NBA's moves to get back on the court?
Well, I think there were a lot of masters trying to be served, and I think Adam Silver ultimately did a pretty good job of doing that. You know, you're dealing with the playoffs, and you're dealing with money, and you're dealing with teams that want to get into the playoffs. You know, if you had just done what I think most people would have thought would have been the most expedient thing to do, and that's just take the 16 teams that were in the playoffs at the time, well, you wouldn't have any of that. So, you know, you've got a legitimate opportunity, frankly, for teams to either play their way into the playoffs, or for those teams that know that they're in, they'll be able to play games to warm up for the playoffs. Because the last thing I think the NBA wants, and frankly the last thing the NBA fans want, are to see the playoffs look like the first exhibition game in October. And that's what they would have looked like if they had just gone from a standing start, you know, and just play with the 16 teams. So I think there's real value in that. And obviously, Adam Silver gets the chance perhaps to have one of his pet projects of a play-in system come to fruition if, you know, if the things in the West get kind of crazy, which they may very well. I don't know that's necessarily going to happen in the East, but, you know, just to give a different look to all this, because if you're going to experiment, this is probably the right time to do that. And let's face it, by playing the extra regular season games, they do get to satisfy the commitments with the regional sports networks so that that everybody is taken care of. So I think they've done the best that they can do, given the circumstances that exist.
Commissioner Adam Silver said Michael Jordan was really vocal about the fact that the playoffs themselves shouldn't be gimmicky. They shouldn't look any different. And to that end, Adam said they chose to go with the four rounds of seven games, if that's what it takes. I think that's so interesting. And I know he's a vocal owner and a member of the NBA community. But how do you like the fact that once they get to the playoffs, Chuck, they're going to go all four rounds, even if it takes until mid-October?
So I'm fine with that. I mean, you know, if they had told me that they wanted to have the first round be 3 out of 5 and then the rest be 4 out of 7, then I would have been fine with that too. I mean, you know, it hasn't always been gospel that we've had the 4 out of 7
right
throughout the playoffs. You know, in fact, the first round did not go to a 7-game series until 2003. So it's not like this has always been the case. So I've got really no problem with how this all came together. I would have thought that when Jordan was talking gimmicky, you know, play-ins, seeding 1 through 16, which actually is something that I like a lot and would hope that the NBA would look at, or even for that matter, if you're going to keep the conferences and seed them 1 through 8, I still like the idea of reseeding after every round within the conferences to allow the top-seeded team to have theoretically the most favorable matchup, because I think that would allow the regular season to have much more value than many people seem to believe that it has now.
Right, and the way that the NHL is doing it, they're going to reseed, so it's kind of one of the highlights between the two. Some of the details or the logistics, I guess, Chuck, are so fascinating to me because you're talking about a commitment where the players on the teams that make the NBA Finals are going to have to stay, not sequestered. They're allowed to leave if they want, but they're taking a risk if they do leave Orlando. It's almost like a really long summer camp, like your parents are sending you away to summer camp for 2.5 months.
Yeah, but where's their field trip? Where are they going outside the camp? I guess there's a trip to Lake Nona to play golf. Or obviously, there are lots of places to play in Orlando if they're going to do that. But listen, there is, in my mind, there's nothing in this world without risk. The NBA has done everything, I think, for what I know to this point, that they can possibly do to make this as safe as it can possibly be. But you know, who knows just how safe it is, and if indeed anyone gets infected, how sick they are, and what the league will do about it then, how many illnesses or positive tests will it take for them to ultimately shut it down and call it a day? And no one really knows the answer to any of this right now, but I think the attitude of, well, we got to try. We just can't sit under a rock and hope that there's going to be some type of solution, because that's not a solution.
Chuck Hooperstein is the play-by-play voice on the Mavericks radio network, and he's with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Mavericks are right now included in these 22 teams. In fact, are number 7 in the West when the standings were frozen. How do you feel about being in the bubble as a broadcaster, Chuck?
Well, I don't believe I'm going to be in the bubble.
Oh, you're not going to be in the bubble.
I don't believe so. Well, I think what's going to happen is that the league has pretty much decided that the traveling parties are going to be limited to 35. And when you consider the number of players, coaches, trainers, doctors, equipment people, psychologists, strength and training, and then management, you get to 35 pretty fast. So I don't think that I haven't been told, but I'm assuming that I'm not going to be there. And I'm pretty sure that just about all the local broadcasters won't be there. And if there are really any broadcasters on site, they might be on the national level and maybe not even until the conference finals or finals. I really do think they're trying to limit it as much as they possibly can, although knowing all the ancillaries that are needed in order to put on an NBA game, that the bubble is still going to have quite a few people in.
Interesting. Really interesting. You're right. They have to limit the travel party, so there are people who will be kind of casualties of that. Well, let's talk about the Mavericks. The last I heard, Luka Doncic was not in the United States or on the North American continent. So where in the world is Luka, Chuck?
Luka's been in Slovenia. He's been playing a lot of tennis. He's been keeping himself in shape, and you know, he's probably one of the bigger beneficiaries of all of this time off, because really he had not been right since December when he sprained his ankle in the first minute of the game against Miami. And then he came back and he sprained his ankle, the other ankle in a practice prior to a game against the Rockets at the end of January. The guy banged on the thumb in a game against San Antonio. So he's been pretty banged up. And even though his numbers were really impressive, still impressive, he really wasn't healthy. Well, now he's healthy. And so I think from his standpoint, from the Mavericks' standpoint, they're pretty excited at that possibility. And the same thing with Kristaps Porzingis, who was playing some fantastic ball prior to everything getting shut down.
What about the other Mavericks? Are they all around? Do you know how far they're spread out?
I know there are several who are in town. I don't believe the whole team is in town. There have been some, like Jalen Brunson, who's obviously out for the year, and Dwight Powell, who's out for the year with shoulder and Achilles injuries. Maxi Kleber, I know, has been in town because they were all involved with some of the rallies in downtown Dallas in the last week. But I don't know how many others actually have been in town, and it's not not as if everyone has been so forthcoming with information. It's not like we have access to the facility to find out who's actually there.
It is kind of an unfolding process with the NBA, where they've had some facilities around the country that have been reopened, and players are allowed to show up there for individual workouts, even if it's not their own facility. You mentioned Luka playing a lot of tennis. How much access of what you know have players had to hoops and to workout equipment?
Well, they haven't had hoops. Because the NBA ruled that, remember, Jimmy Butler wanted to get all of his teammates baskets, and that was ruled to be a salary cap violation. So, you know, if you don't already have it in your house, then where are you going to go shoot? I mean, I think some have tried to shoot the park, but I don't think there's been a whole lot of access, which is why I think the league has taken such a long time to decide to ramp up. I mean, on the surface, why are they waiting until July 31st? Why couldn't they do this, the 4th of July or July
15th? Agreed.
But really, when you think about it, because they really haven't had a lot of chances to train or to shoot, right? Like, first they have to get themselves in shape, and then they have to be able to get themselves in basketball shape, and then they have to be able to start, planning to actually play. So there really is, this type of ramp up that's necessary in order to make it all work.
For sure. Chuck Cooperstein with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How much excitement was there? I know it's been tempered now over the last few months, but how much excitement around the Mavericks and the fact that they potentially, we think, well, it should be back in the playoffs for the first time in a few years?
A lot of excitement. And obviously it's related to Doncic, because I think we all know he's special. We all know that he is a transformative player. And the fact that the Mavericks have been able to so seamlessly transition from Dirk to Doncic and just have that feeling around the franchise, they know how lucky they are, because we all know how difficult it is to find that franchise player. And they have that. And then you throw Porzingis in the mix, and you throw Tim Hardaway having an unbelievable year, just a year I don't think anybody saw coming. Seth Curry's been exactly what he thought he was going to be. Dorian Finney-Smith's a much improved player, 3-and-D player. Maxi Kleber has been a really valuable player coming off the bench, just with his size and athleticism, shooting ability. I think just the way that they have played gives fans a sense of excitement. They know they've had the best offense in the NBA all year long. I'm sure they're hoping that they'll be able to reestablish that in a hurry once the games start up again, and know that ultimately they're on the right path to getting where everybody wants to go. And there are those who are stuck in the middle. There are some that are always stuck in the bottom, can't seem to find their way out of it. And yet the Mavericks seem to be in a position where they can seriously begin the process of playing for a championship. And again, in the NBA, as we know, it doesn't come overnight. You just don't go from winning 33 games to winning a championship the next year. That there are bumps and bruises along the way, but they're ready to begin that process. And I think that's the exciting part for Mavericks fans right now.
In this spring that is unlike any other, Chuck, what do you miss the most?
Miss the game. Everything. Not just, the NBA. I love all sports. Just the idea of not having anything to watch on a weeknight, or certainly on a weekend, it's a horrible thing. I mean, look, I've read a bunch of books. I've caught up on some Netflix and things that I ordinarily would never do. But I always knew that I would miss sports. But I think, this time clearly confirms, the things that I really love, I really care about, things that make me happy. And I can't say that I've been terribly happy not having sports to watch and certainly things that matter to me.
Will it matter to you at all, or do you think it will affect the quality? Because often you're in arenas before there are fans. If there are no fans in the stands, maybe even when the NBA restarts, so that seems like a drastic and down the road. But, what do you think about no fans in the stands?
I'm not thrilled about it. I mean, it's an abundance of caution on the part of the leagues, and I can understand that. But it's certainly going to be different for the players. It's going to be different for the coaches. It's going to be different for the broadcasters. It's going to be different for everybody. I just hope that everything keeps moving along and that we all become a little more sure of ourselves and what's out there, to where, you know, when we get to next season, because I don't think it's going to happen this season, but I think when it comes to next season in December, and football theoretically will have fans in their stadiums. I don't know how many will be there, but I do think we'll see some. That the NBA and the NHL or college basketball, that they can all feel safe enough to start putting people back in, so that you get some type of atmosphere in the building, because atmosphere does matter.
It does.
It clearly matters. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't sell tickets in the first place.
Good point. Chuck Cooperstein, radio play-by-play voice of the Mavericks, and very often you can hear him playing to the crowd and that atmosphere that's behind him in the arena. We go way back, Chuck, and so it's always good to have you on the show, and we have a couple of opportunities. You can follow him on Twitter at Coop Mavs, and I agree with you. It's different, and it's weird, and in some cases pretty boring, but we're going to get through this, Chuck. We got this.
We have no choice. Got to do it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks, Amy. Take care.
We do have no choice, at least right now, slowly getting back to a sports world where there's movement, and we've got not just NASCAR, which could be welcoming guests back to the track soon. We've also got golf coming up in mere days, NBA, NHL with a return to play plan. NFL is still on track, and here's looking at you, Major League Baseball. Thanks for joining us for the Hump Show. Coming up inside of the next 25 minutes, ask Amy anything. So please send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page pinned to the top of that page. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for being part of the show. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.